Winter finals will be here before you know it, and there's still a need for registered officials. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. Welcome to 2023 as we pick up our winter sports season already in progress. While it seems like the fall season just wrapped up, winter championships will be here soon. So let's get you caught up on the whens and wheres for each of our sports. First is the Upper Peninsula Swimming and Diving Finals for both boys and girls on February 18th. And then it's on to team wrestling finals on February 24th and 25th in Kalamazoo. And that's followed by boys and girls skiing finals February 27th. March is when the schedule really heats up. The competitive cheer finals will be March 2nd and 3rd this year, and those will be held at the McGurk Arena in Mount Pleasant. Girls and boys bowling finals will be held March 3rd and 4th, the same weekend as individual wrestling finals at Ford Field. Ice hockey drops the puck March 9th through 11th for semifinals and finals at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth. Gymnastics finals are that weekend as well. Those will be held at Lakeland High School. And the Lower Peninsula Boys Swimming and Diving Finals are also March 10th and 11th. Girls basketball invades the Breslin Center on March 16th for the start of 3 days of semifinals and finals action. Champions will be crowned on Saturday, March 18th. And then the boys move in the next weekend. Semifinal play starts March 23rd, and all four finals will be Saturday, March 25th. Both boys and girls basketball finals will be carried live on Bally Sports Detroit. For schedules, pairings, brackets, tickets, and streaming information, the best place to go is to the newly redesigned MHSAA.com. Everything that you need for our winter finals can be found there. Game balls this week go to Belding junior wrestler Jack Ward. He notched career win number 100 over the break, joining his older brother Mitchell and his dad slash coach Art as 100 match winners at Belding. To Bedford's Victoria Gray, she scored 25 points in a 9-point win over South Lyon East in the Airport Showcase. Bedford is off to a 7-0 start this year in girls basketball. And to Montebello senior JT Smith, he went over the 1,000 career points mark in a win over St. Charles.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
If you've seen the movie Hoosiers, you know that a basketball rim is 10 feet above the ground. That's the same if you're in the gym at Beaver Island High School or at Little Caesars Arena. But what are the other court dimensions? To start, courts are typically 84 feet long, but can be up to 94 feet long. They're also 50 feet wide. The free throw line is 15 feet from the face of the backboard, and the high school three-point line is 19 feet 9 inches from the basket. Each hoop is a circle, 18 inches in diameter. The boys play with a basketball 29 and a half inches in circumference. The girls play with one at 28 and a half inches in circumference. And believe it or not, two girl balls will go through a standard rim at the same time.
Thanks, Sam. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you are interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. Sticking with officiating, since 2020, the number of registered officials in Michigan has fallen from more than 9,000 to less than 8,000. It's a dip that puts extra strain on our current officials. But for the fall 2022 season, the number of registered officials is more in line with where we were pre-pandemic, and things seem to be slowly trending up. The MHSAA has increased pay for postseason games and provided membership in the National Association of Sports Officials. Membership gives officials expanded insurance coverages, access to professional services and development, and a subscription to an MHSAA-focused referee magazine. But there's still a need for more. If you are interested, go to MHSAA.com and click on Officials for more information. Because without officials, it's just practice. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.